उन्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देव कृष्ण नाम धाने तुम्हें कृपा कोरी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देव कृष्ण नाम कृष्णा से तुम्हार कृष्ण दीते पर तुम्हारा सको दिया से कृष्णा से तुम्हार कृष्ण दीते पर तुम्हारा सको
coming from European and Western countries, Swamiji, in no time he preached all over the whole world, Hare Krishna, this Mahamantra, Gaur Nam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivas, Adi, Sri Gaur Bhakti. And he collected so many pure Vaishnavas, so many. He collected so many devotees and preached over whole world and established so many centers, preaching centers, established temples, Jagannath temple, Nrisimha temple and all others. He wrote so many books. So today is the departure day, Antardhyan day, disappearance day of Swamiji. He told me some one day before he was disappearing that you should give me Samadhi. You should do my Virastithi. I used to go there, but there the ISKCON leader. That no need now. No need now. You will have not to suffer to come because you will have to face so many difficulties to come here, you cannot walk. So liberally they have khama kar diya hai iske liye. They have excuses for this. But where I live, I do. Whether in Vrindavan, whether in Mathura, everywhere, I need no temple because I have temple in my heart and I have kept my Sikha Guru life because he was so many days with us and he also took sannyas in Mathura, Mandap, Mathura, Keshavji Gauriya Math and in my care it was done. Srila Guru Maharaj told me that make a danda and how he will take his cloth. You should make his clothes and wear. I did everything. Also, the sannyas yajna I did. I will tell afterwards something. First, I request Pujyapad Damodar Maharaj, Bhakti Prapan Damodar Maharaj. He was also connected to him because he was his younger god brother. And he has passed so many years with our Gurudev. We are though he is so much senior and my Kaka Guru. Kaka Guru, you know?
No.
Uncle Guru. But I never thought like this. And he also never thought like this. We are naked friends. So, he has so much mercy to me. So I pray him, and he know better than me about Swamiji. So he will speak something about Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and then myself or other will speak and give our Pushpanjali to his lotus feet.
First reason to remain here, so that the words are so determined. You know, my number one, so that the ground is her, Swami Goswami Maharaj. At first taking Harinam from Srila Prabhupada's own Vishwas Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And very permanent before time. Then after a long time he taken initiation from Srila Prabhupada's Srila Saraswati Thakur at Mathura, Dampier Park, just nearly our Keshavji Gauri Mata. His sannyas place and initiation place, the same place. So, he also did, and my father is it. My father is it. He's like, at first he met with me at Mayapur and he requested some land to collect it. Then I tried to collect from local person the 45 bigas, just like present Mayapur ISKCON boundary, all land I have collected for him. Then he has, when he initiates me, places, I also get where they are. And some letter, many letters, correspond with me. Correspond, and he came. I came when I was in Mayapur. One time he came to me to invite the Gaur Purnima, Dol Purnima. Also I joined there, and from other modes came there. But some modes, some God Bazaar, do not like this. Some have only Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Sar Maharaj and walking channels. Keshav Maharaj also not that time, he was not present here, this appearance. Tirtha Maharaj was this. Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. Tirtha Maharaj, he did not accept that our work. He did not accept it. But I am sure to try to help him. I helped as long as my capacity, I helped him. I helped him. Then, but he also preached to all world his mission and holy name. He gathered many disciples. everything. So he also pleased upon me that I was at that time sickness at Jaipataka Maharaj and Bhavananda every day he has come to me and some instruction and writings to me. They have taken from me so that I am very successful to help him, and I am very glad. And this day, his appearance, his appearance day, auspicious appearance is successful by his all devotees, those who are initiated from him. I thank them. My thanks to them. I remember. Dhanyavaad.
ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च कथितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः फर्स्ट आई बो डाउन टू द लोटस फुट ऑफ माय गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाशिष्मन भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड also to my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. When I joined my Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and when I was initiated from my Gurudev, at that time our prominent mutt was in Calcutta, Devanandi, Boshpada Lane, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Goshpada Lane. One day I saw a grihastha bhakta coming from Allahabad. My Gurudev was, though he was sannyasi, and all used to respect him. But when that person, grihastha bhakta, came, Guru Maharaj respected so much and began to talk so much. Affectionately and with great affection and love. I thought, who is that person? Then I asked my Gurudev that who is that person. He told that he is Abhay Charan Arvinda. Prabhupada has given him the Padvi of Bhakti Vedanta. And though he is a grihastha bhakta, but he is so learned, especially in English and Bangla. And he is so qualified. When I established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta, Post Bazar Lane, then he was also present there. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Then, when Swami Maharaj saw that I'm serving my Gurudev so much, then he was attracted to me and he called me and he took my whereabouts, from where I have come, what is your name and all these things. After that, when our Guru Maharaj established Gaudiya Patrika and Bhagavat Patrika, he made Swamiji chief editor of both. I was the editor of Bhagavat Patrika and Bhakti Kusal Narsingh Maharaj was editor of Gaudiya Patrika. Though his name was there, but actually our now present Acharya Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj is actually editor of from beginning. Guru Maharaj used to give so many writings to him, and Vaman Maharaj used to. But Guru Maharaj wrote the name of Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, not A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, but Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, because his sannyas name was Bhaktivedanta Swami. At first he used to give the name A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Abhayacharanar Bhaktivedanta. He was so qualified that Guru Maharaj used to tell him that you should send articles for Gaudiya Patrika. Once he wrote a very, very wonderful article. And that article was about Ramakrishna Mission, Murgi Mission. You know Murgi Mission? Hen Mission. They take hen, eggs, and everything. They have no connection with any dharma or religious or any Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Bhagavad. They don't like all this. Only they are taking red cloth and establishing hospital and all other things. They have no connection for any religious or Ved Shastra or no bhakti at all, without bhakti. They are more wretched than Nirvisheshvadi. They are also not a Nirvisheshvadi. They are more and more wretched than this sannyasi. They have no any siddhanta or no anything, only to eat, drink and marry. So he wrote an article that Murgi Mission. And he wrote so many things. Then it was published in Gaudiya Patrika, and all were astonished that he is a very good writer. He also wrote an article about Gaudiya Vaishnavas also. Those who were wearing only cloth, red cloth, and taking sannyas and doing, but actually they are doing against bhakti, he wrote. But Sridhar Maharaj and all other requested him, my Gurudev, that don't give in. Only one paragraph of that was given, and all were astonished. So Sridhar Maharaj requested our Guru Maharaj that don't publish it, otherwise it will be very harmful. That article was not given. But once Radhakrishna, the Rashtrapati of India, he wrote that Krishna and Krishna soul was different. Perhaps you know, it was published in our Hindi and Bangla both magazines. He wrote like this, and he established only Nirvisheshvad there. So Swami Rav Maharaj was chief editor of Gaudiya Patrika, and he wrote so much about this, and it was published in both Patrikas. He wrote that he don't know ABCD of anything about the dharma. He had not written, he had not yet read Gita. He is against Gita. He is like a karmi. Not good karmi, but kukarmi. He wrote so boldly everything. In Gita, Krishna has written him, has spoke himself, that my Atma and myself is myself. No difference at all. Any Vaishnava cannot accept this thing. Any good person having the knowledge of Ved, Upanishad and Vedanta, they cannot accept this thing. So he read so many things, and he published in Gaudiya Patrika, and it was Swamiji Maharaj himself made so many copies, and he distributed these copies to Sanshad, Indian Parliament. and he gave especially to Radha Krishna that you should read and you can reply this. But he was silent, he gave no answer at all. Anywhere, like our Gurudev, like our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was so bold to speak the truth, whether audience or any readers cannot digest. But he was so bold that he used to tell everything. He wrote about Gita also, and it was published in our Gaudiya Patrika. When he came to Mathura, I requested personally him that you should take sannyas and you are very qualified person, especially in English and Bangla. He knew also Hindi. He started Chaitanya Chaitamrita Hindi first when he was in Mathura. So I requested him that you should take sannyas and preach all over the world. He told that at first when I was in Calcutta and I was manager in chemical laboratory, Bengal chemical laboratory, the person which owner of that he made him manager, and he told that after some time, some years, I will make another separate factory for medicines and I will give it to you. But it was spoiled. Then he came to Allahabad and started a very big medical store, but it was also failed. He was telling that when I was initiated from Prabhupada and he ordered me to publish in English, Patrika and other things. But at that same time, I read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jada Jasya Anugranami Harishetat Dham Sanai. The meaning of this sloka is, those who take shelter to Krishna. At first, Krishna despises all worldly desires and all everything. All his worldly happiness and all his attendants, father, mother, children, wife, will be up nowhere. He will have no connection. All things will be destroyed. So I was sharing for that sloka that my wealth, my everything, worldly things will be destroyed. Now I'm seeing that all the things are ruined, worldly things. But I never left Harinam, jap of Harinam. So, I'm seeing that my wife has left me. My three sons has left me. Only one son, very little he was faithful to his father. Otherwise, all were against him, especially his elder son and his wife were so much against. They used to say that you are a mad person and you are for nothing. You have destroyed your all everything. Now I have destroyed my all things. I am a penniless person now. And you are telling that you should say, take some nest. At the same time, after 2 or 3 days, our Gurudev came and he was so happy to meet him. And he also told that you should not wait and you should take some nest at once. A Grihastha Bhakta, his name was Sanatan Prabhu. Sanatan Prabhu? Sanatan Prabhu. He was at that time age of 95. He told that if you will take sannyas in the same time, I will take sannyas also. Then our Guru Maharaj told that he is so senior and he is telling young, so you should take sannyas. Anyhow, he told that, that sloka has directly come upon my head. And now I am going to take sannyas. He was agree and sannyas was given there. And then he was at that time penniless, and he made up his mind that I should go to Western countries and preach in Western language. He told to me that I want to go, and I will there make chhatravas, a student living boarding, and free of charge for students. And if they will want place, meat, eggs, I will also supply them. But I will bind them that they should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So I will do all these things if I am going. Then he went penniless there. He spent so many days with me in Delhi and also in Vrindavan in Radha Damodarma temple. At that time he was penniless, only writing, translating all these things. I used to go there, used to cook also chapati. He used to roll and I used to give. And when it, without ghee or anything, he has no chadar, good chadar, one worn and torn, all these things. I used to give my chadar and keep, and then both we used to talk so many things, and about Krishna and how to do, how, what is bhajan, sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was so qualified in all things. He used to do kirtan, he can play on mridanga, he can do archan, he can read and write so many articles, he can give lectures, he can do very good prabhasan, word by word meaning, whether anyone listen or not. At that time, only few persons knew, but in conversation, he was so brilliant and so qualified. Anyone cannot defeat him, like our Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And he has a good will, and that is why he left for America on Sindhya navigation boats, not by aeroplane. And he requested me to send his all books from Delhi to Calcutta and from Calcutta to navigation by that. He has only one kartal with him and a Gita and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he had published in a very round and turn, not very good papers. No such attractive. But yes, he too. And Srimad Bhagavatam with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Chaitanya Charitamrita, only very little books. And after that I sent so many books. At that time, the dust of that books, which was I arranging to send, I became ill. But anyhow I sent. He used to write me that you should send me Mathura Peda. Peda, you know? He was very fond of all these things. I used to send him. I sent so many mridanga, so many kartals, so many ditties, Radha and Krishna, and other things. He told me to come and join, but I told that my Gurudev is present. I cannot leave my Gurudev. I will have to serve him. So, especially, I was in charge of this Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Hindi section. So, he gave me about hundreds of letters, how he is doing teaching, how he is doing, what he is doing. He was always used to give me. When he came first in India, returned from America, then I was the first person to attend, to go and we came to first Delhi, and then we came to Vrindavan. At Vrindavan, the Goswamis of the temples, they were not allowing any this skins person, mane foreign, they cannot enter any temple. And they cannot drink water. Pranamit also. And they were hating the persons. After that he preached so many countries and established so many mutts. He wrote so many books. But I see that now the Jivishi or the senior Vaishnava, those who are, they are not serving him. And that is why he went in a very, very little time, short time. He wanted to live more, but he left this world because they were pending so many things and doing opposite to him. I know that when he was in England, in London, so many disciples, his disciples, told that you should establish a Landaneshwar, a Radha Landaneshwar. He was not agree of this point, because he has written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, I have seen, and also in the book Krishna, I have seen that he was against of this Radha Landaneshwar. But disciples, having no good Siddhanta, they impacted on him that you should establish, if there is Radha Vrindavaneshwar, Radha Vrindavaneshwar, then why not Radha Landaneshwar? So he was not in a mood to accept this, but yet they forcibly they did it. I know he cannot establish Radha Partha Sarathi. Prabhupada has told so many things against this. धीरे धीरे बजाई तो पारे ना मूर्ख बोली धीरे धीरे बजाओ ओरा मान बे ना then we will speak further and on any time more in evening but they are doing so you should go there Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj ki jai jai nitya lila pravishta shishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj ki Gau Premanande. His disappearance day. Also. Because the time will be different.
Narayan has no friends. Ram has so much friends. So, what is the power in Ram? Is the power in that name. What the Narayan has power, it has power in his, he has given all powers in Narayan. Similarly, Krishna has given all power speech in Krishna. Nandanandan or Yashodanandan has power of Nandanandana and Yashodanandana, their names. And Ras Bihari, but supermost like this, Radhaka. So we should try to understand this and to follow all these things. Following, so the secondary name is Jaya. यही बजा रहा है सो दे कैन दीज नेम्स सेकेंडरी नेम्स सृष्टिकर्ता परमात्मा ब्रह्म दीज नेम्स नेम कैन गिव ओनली पुण्य हेवन एंड द फैसिलिटी ऑफ स्वर्ग एंड मोक्ष अप टिल मोक्ष दे कैन गिव सॉल्वेशन लिबरेशन फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड But Krishna Prem, that name can be primary. We should know that there are three divisions of name. Namaprad, Namabhas and Shuddhanam. No? Three kinds. First Nama Prat, first we take Shuddhana. What is Krishna, the name is the same. And only the liberated person can take this name. No, what? Baddhaji.
Conditioned soul.
Conditioned soul kind of thing. Then comes with pure heart, with love and affection, with pure relation, that name can be done. When at least bhav or prem will be achieved, then Shuddhana. Namabhas. What is Namabhas? No name, but only the shadow is coming from that. That is, Ajamil took Namabhas. He called her son Narayan, not Narayan. We are calling Narayan or Krishna. We are not taking this name for our sons, wife or anyone. But yet it is not Shuddha name. Why? Because we are covered with anarth. This body, that I am this body, this is most prominent Dehatma Buddhi Apara. So this will go. Then Shuddha name will come. अभी एक मिनट होलो ना हो गया तो चल रही वो पहले से जानता है ना, इसलिए उसको रुचि नहीं है, इसलिए कहता है जल्दी से खत्म. चलो ये सबको मेरे सामने आता है कि हमको चिन्ह है कि मैं नवीन हूँ, नहीं ये चिन्हाने के लिए.
हाँ
ठीक है, अभी अभी अंततः आधा घंटा के बाद. अरे ठहरो, कितना भी बजे, अभी तो सवा ग्यारह, सवा ग्यारह सौ हो गया. तो इतना देर पढ़ा दिया हमने, एंड देन वन इज नमापराध. नमापराध एबेजिंग वैष्णव एंड गुरु, गुरु अवज्ञा, श्रुति शास्त्र नंदनम, डूइंग ऑल दीज थिंग. This is Namaparad. And Shuddhanam related to Krishna, Shuddha. Annabhilash, no Nama, Annabhilash, no Gyan Karma, and Ankullena Krishna Anusilanam. For pleasing Krishna only, and doing only Krishna Bhakti, in the guidance of Brajavasi. Then it will be pure Shuddhana. But you should know, there is a shloka. If in any person's mouth one single Krishna name comes, even single name, Krishna, or anyhow, a word comes in the ears of anyone, whether he is devotee or not devotee, that word is Shuddha or Ashuddha, pure or impure. Like Shuddha name is Krishna, one is telling Kishan. One is telling Krishna. In Madras and South India they tell like Krishna. Someone tell it Krishna. And Nanumal Ityadi. So we take this no hope. Krishna takes all these in good sense. No harm by this thing. By this doing this, he will be liberated from this very
strong.
बहुत घना घोर ये संसार से भी पार कर जाएगा. You understand? From this world, all this shastra tell like this. Anyhow, a Krishna name should come in our ears or in our tongue, whether the name is Shuddha or not, Rama, Ram, or anything, it should come. It will give surely liberation from this world. These are all namabhas. No? Because he had not taken diksha, he had not served Vaishnavas, but yet he is taking. So it can give liberation. And if we don't liberation, we want sadhu sangha and Krishna mercy, then it will turn at once and it will take us in the path of Krishna prema. Understand? In Namaparad, we can have so many opulence. We can taste like Indra in heaven, long life, very good, beautiful this. No, अरे भाई उनको बिछाने कुछ बैठने के लिए दे दो. कुशल है? अभी दो मिनट में हमारा क्लास हो जाता है. अरे कहाँ गए? अरे तो कुछ पीछे दे तो. और कुछ लेकर के बिछा दो. और भूख लग रही है तो ऊपर में छाया कर दो. बैठिए. आज आपकी की व्याख्या चल रही है महामंत्र की पर ऊपर. आपकी महिमा का गान हो रहा है. If anyone doing namaparad, if he is doing namaparad, then we will have all the facilities in this world and out of the world up to Brahma, Brahma Lok, all the facilities. What Indra tests in Swarga and Brahma, all others, he will have by Namaparad. No? And Namabhas he will be liberated from this world. And by Shuddha name he will have Vaikunthaloka and after that. And if pure and sweet and very powerful primary names like Govinda, Madhav, Murari, Madhusudan, Krishna, Muralidhar, Shyam Sundar, all these names, they will go to, but by the power of name, we will have pure Guru, pure Vaishnava association, and pure practice of bhakti, sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti, and go on. Crossing all these Brahmanda, crossing Vaikuntha, crossing Dwarka, Mathura, he will go straight. If anyone doing Namabhas, he has taken shelter of a Gurudev. He has also some Sambandha Gyan, but practice is not so good, having no bona fide association, then he will not have prem in lakhs and lakhs births. कोटि जन्मे यदि करे समन कीर्तन तब तो न पाए कृष्ण पदे पद. इफ मैन इज डूइंग ऑल दीज थिंग बट नॉट इन ए सिस्टमेटिक वे अकॉर्डिंग टू रूप सनातन सर्विंग हिज गुरुदेव ऑल्सो इफ हिज गुरुदेव इज नॉट इन लाइन ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी he will never reach to destination of Krishna prem. So our line should be in the link of our guru parampara from Mahaprabhu to Rupa Sanatan and to Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada Bhakti up to this. In that line, if anyone is not practicing at the time of sadhana for bhav, to have bhav, then this is not sadhana. Samajh rahe hai na? Ek aadmi bhav ko lakshya karke